Today's podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Class is in session. Welcome to another great episode of Jeff Learns Wrestling. I am JT here back in the classroom. Everyone's ready to learn because it is a very special, well, it's kind of become our thing, Jeffrey, Friday nights, right? Hanging out when my wife goes out. You're my number one call, my number one date, my bae, as the kids say. And I figured, why not grace our audience with a very special episode? How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm very excited. I haven't even seen what I'm about to talk about.
Yes, yes.
It's our first. Is this a pod blast? Does it not really count?
Yeah, no. Well, we'll see. We'll see what it clocks in. It could be a pod blast. Yeah, we'll see how it checks out. So we went like 6 months between episodes, the last two, and now all of a sudden we're doing like two in a week or whatever it's been. So
yeah, we're gonna up the frequency, and just to show you how committed we all are, the Yankees are actually on in the background.
Yeah,
JT here is a big Yankees fan.
Die
kind of like a man cave nirvana going on right here.
It is, and it's the playoffs, and I'm side-eyeing it, but this is how dedicated we want it to be to churn out another episode for you guys. So what we'd also like you to do, if you don't mind, is go on to Facebook.com. Let me get the actual thing. I think it's Jeff Learns Wrestling, I believe. Let me just double-check here and make sure.
That's simple enough. /Jeff Learns Wrestling.
I think it is, yes. Facebook.com/Jeff Learns Wrestling. So if you go there and like our page, you'll get all the updates, and you can chat with us and give feedback on the shows. And we're trying to build up our presence there for the show. So if you don't mind giving us a like there, if you like the show, and provide us feedback as well. So what we're doing tonight, Jeff, is a first, as you referenced earlier. You did not prepare. We did not pre-watch anything because we are going to live watch a match and talk about it as we watch it. And to really mix things up, we broke our timeline. And when we do these live watches, what I want to do is just drop you in the middle of somewhere in wrestling history. So we're going to 2008.
All right. So Savage is not going to be in this match.
No, he is not in this match. There's no Gorilla Monsoon, no Hulk Hogan.
It's kind of interesting, kind of sad. That's okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back in the 80s soon. But
I see it's from Orlando.
It is from Orlando.
So it's going to be trashy.
Perhaps.
It's going to be a lot of, I don't want to offend
some
people from Orlando out there.
Oh, you can offend them. They don't care. They know if they live in Orlando. So we're going to watch this match live and talk about it.
Have you ever been to Orlando?
I was just there for WrestleMania this year. And then I was there again in Disney World.
Did you just go to Disney World or to go to WrestleMania? Or did you actually like hang out in Orlando at all?
No.
It's a 50-minute drive everywhere. 5-0.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go to Walmart.
No, nothing's close.
You got to pack the car.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Nothing's easy. So, Jeff has no idea what match we're watching. I just told him it was 2008. And we're not branching out too much yet. So, it is WWE-based. It's from WrestleMania 24. So,
XXIV.
Yes.
And you can did the math on my own.
You can see the palm trees. So we're going to fire this up, and the match we're watching tonight, Jeff, I guess I'll tell you right now before we start it, it is the Big Show. Have you heard of him?
He's big.
Yeah, it is the Big Show. Taking on...
Does he just go by the Big Show, or does he have a name? Is it just like they say Show?
Yeah, they'll call him Show.
Okay.
Pretty much. I mean, his real name is Paul White. He was the Giant in WCW, and he's been in WWF since 1999.
Paul the Giant?
Andre
the Giant sounds cool. Paul the Giant, not so much.
No. And when he was in WCW, they actually said he was Andre the Giant's son as part of an angle for a while. And then, obviously, he's not.
That's really stupid.
Yeah. So, but he is a giant man. And you may have heard of this guy who he's fighting tonight. And that is Floyd Money Mayweather. Have you heard of Floyd Mayweather? The boxer?
The boxer?
Yes.
So, the tallest wrestler and one of the smaller fighters.
And we're going to watch their match. Are you excited now that I've told you what it is?
That is insane. I think I remember hearing something about this match, but I can't really remember exactly what.
Okay.
Like something happens, like somebody gets injured or something.
We'll watch it and find out. So it's a big time match. Celebrity matches are a thing in WWF history, WWE history, WrestleMania. They've had various athletes come in and compete. Lawrence Taylor, Mike Tyson did a wrestle, but he was a referee. So, you know, it's a thing. And Mayweather was obviously huge.
Do they just throw them together and they could do whatever they want because Mayweather's dumb? Or is he actually smart enough to have planned, like...
No, I think they worked out and planned everything. And you would imagine he's such an asshole. He's a natural wrestler. Like, he
must have honestly thought that he could win, right?
Right.
that he could just beat up the Big Show?
Yeah, and he probably could if he really punched him hard enough. But Big Show could also just knock him out. It's so they started the feud, as we'll see in the video package that we're going to put on in a moment, where Mayweather was a face because he's a celebrity coming in, but he's so naturally hateable. The crowd
before the domestic charges were out, or
yeah,
what's the timeline on that?
I don't know. Was that after 08 or before 08? I'm not sure.
It's like making Ray Rice a face. Like, you just can't do that.
Or punched in the face. So anyway, the crowd just hated him so much that he just turns himself heel, like, within weeks. So
nice.
He's pretty much a heel. So why don't we start? We're going to have the audio low in the background. If you want to join us, we're on the Dirty Network. We are 2 hours and 43 minutes in. We're kind of in the little bump showing the outside of the arena before we head into... we got Big Show walking down the corridor now.
Well, he's actually got the same singlet as Andre.
Yeah. And he's changed his look a lot over the years. Like, sometimes he'll have the beard. Sometimes he'll be clean shaven. Sometimes he has a singlet. Sometimes he has a doublet. Is that what it's called? I don't know. What about the double singlet?
Double singlet. I think they're all called singlets. It's just a...
Okay, so it's not a doublet.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll watch the video package here to give you a little bit of background. Big Show had been gone since 2006. He had just looked awful. He was out of shape, tired, worn down. And he went and trained to be a boxer. And he got himself into wicked good shape.
So, is there a division that's above heavyweight?
In boxing?
Yeah.
Super heavyweight, I think, is that thing, right?
Oh, super.
Is that what Butterbean was?
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it would be Butterbean, then the right. He'd be like the card before the card.
Right. He was the fat heavyweight, basically, is Butterbean and above. So we'll see here when Mayweather, he was at a pay-per-view called No Way Out in February. It was in Las Vegas. He was in the crowd. And Big Show's out there in their ring. He comes out. It was his big return. He shows off how great shape he's in. We're watching it now. And he was kind of bragging about his boxing shape. And Mayweather gets in the ring, and you'll see what happens. Show obviously disrespected him. And then
that
they
is...
tease. But you can see how good Show looks like, right? He's like wicked, like kind of slimmed down and everything.
He's kneeling.
Yeah, well, he's kneeling to fuck with him. And then Mayweather unloaded on him. And he actually legit broke his nose with that. They did it for real. He really hit him.
Wow.
And so that lit everything up on fire. This and it's pretty cool because Big Show's a guy that he's a good draw for like a celebrity match where you're trying to like sell it to like the public because he's a big dude. He looks imposing. He can talk. He's like a really good talker. He's funny. So he's a good person to stick out in the public for the publicity for this match.
Oh, I see one of Mayweather's cronies has a Cincinnati Reds hat on. I see that a lot at my job in the hood. What is up with that? Is that like a gang colors thing?
Maybe. Or
is everyone just
Griffey?
Like...
Griffey? Just like Griffey, maybe? I don't know.
They just got a lot of respect for Joey Votto?
Maybe. Is like the C is like Crips?
The C... No, the Crips is blue.
Yeah, they're blue.
So it'd be a Bloods.
The Bloods are red. I don't know if the C...
Is that like a unity thing? Like B plus C?
Probably not.
Equals Cincinnati Reds? Let's just stop being... Let's stop fighting.
Maybe he's just from Cincinnati.
There's so many Reds hats. It's a thing.
Okay.
It's a thing.
If anyone knows why it's a thing, let us know.
Yeah, go to the Facebook page and tell me what the C hat's about.
Yeah. So they really did like a lot of background on Show, like showing his boxing, what he's been doing for training and Mayweather. And they're just putting this over as a legitimate boxing. And it ends up being a boxer versus wrestler match. So Mayweather will wear the gloves in the match. Show does not. So that's how they...
Are there rules? Like...
No.
So you can throw each other.
Yeah, anything can go. It's a wrestling match, but he's wearing boxing
But he has
gloves
yeah. which makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Yeah. That's his thing. So if you remember last episode, we were talking about giants and their penises, trying to find women.
Yeah.
Big Show's talked a lot about that, and he ended up... He's married now, but he talked about how his wife struggled a lot. I think he was on Howard Stern and he talked about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, how his wife really had a hard time with him.
They took a long time. You got to really be patient.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know...
It's too big. You kind of want to be in between, right? You don't want to make it painful.
Well, that was the thing with Sonny Corleone. Did we discuss this last time, too?
No, I don't think so.
For you Godfather fans out there, if you see there's a brief scene at the beginning where Sonny is banging one of the bridesmaids, and in the book... She's a bigger character, and she falls in love with Sonny because she has a condition where her vagina is too big, and Sonny has a notoriously large cock. So it's like they get along well.
They fit because, well. They're compatible pieces.
Yeah, and she plays a bigger role in him actually dying in the book. But
so it's like Curb Your Enthusiasm, where the lady had the big vagina, and she was hiding the memorabilia in there.
Yeah, so Show really just... He didn't marry the right woman. He needed to find a big vagina woman.
His life is actually like tiny too, if you see her. But so here he comes, Big Show, for arguably his biggest match of his career for WWE. It was a big deal for him. He just came back. He's in big shape, and I'm sure he got paid very, very handsomely on this one. And Floyd Mayweather also made a good chunk of change for this one as well.
I wish I knew how much exactly, because I hope
we might
that
have it here.
Mayweather's always getting the most money. He's like, his nickname is Money. It'd be nice if he had to get the not lion's share once in a while.
Right. He probably still got the lion's share. But let's see if I can...
I kind of miss... I've noticed when you show me the newer matches,
yeah,
the entrances are way too grandiose. I miss, like, the little tunnel.
Yeah, oh, they blow them out. Now, I mean, especially for WrestleMania, it's, like, known for their absurd big-time...
I mean, there's a big light structure behind the guy. It looks like he's, you know...
It's more just... It's all like about the entertainment Star Wars and the presence now versus, like... Just being about the wrestling back in the day, which is more of what, you know, it was just grittier, you know, it's just not as gritty anymore.
I mean, Real American just wouldn't have the same cachet in this kind of a catwalk.
No, you don't think so?
I don't think so, no. Okay. Is that Miss Elizabeth? No, she's dead by this point.
She was definitely dead by this point, yes.
Still haven't heard that story. Also, don't post that on Facebook because that's a spoiler I don't want to know yet.
You don't want to know? Well,
I just want to see how, I want to live with Elizabeth as if she is in her prime.
Okay, that's fine. You can do that. I'm trying to find out how much Mayweather got paid for this match. I know it was a decent amount. It wasn't on the Wikipedia page. I'm looking at his page. But, yeah, so Big Show, that is Lillian Garcia is the ring announcer. She's kind of comes and goes. She was there for a long time, took some time off, came back. I don't think she's there right now.
Is there a thing in wrestling about tattoos? Because, like, you know, in basketball, all the guys have, you know, there's like a level of whose tattoos are the coolest. His tattoos look really small. He's got two little tiny shoulder tattoos and a little written thing on the back of his neck. He's got nothing on his chest.
Yeah.
He should have... If you're going to be tattooed and be that big...
He could be like Brock Lesnar who has a giant penis sword on his chest.
No, see, that's a tattoo.
Yeah. According to this Wikipedia page of Floyd Mayweather, he was paid $20 million for this fight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And the gross, this is 23.8, so... I don't know if that makes sense.
Here's my thing with the gloves. The gloves are a safety precaution for the guy who's being hit.
No, they're actually worse, boxing gloves. It's not as, because the pressure, the added poundage of pressure actually is more dangerous than like UFC where they just wear the little gloves. Did you know that?
That sounds like fake news.
It's not fake news. Talk to Roger the Cowboy Morissette, boxing expert. He's told me that.
Okay.
But you can tell here he's got more like UFC kind of gloves on.
And he's wearing, like, fur pants.
Yeah. Giant fur pants that come down to his shins.
That is amazing.
Imagine wearing those at Hendrickson in high school. Walking. Mr. Sheldon would have probably been okay with it, but...
Oh, yeah.
So
those of you who don't know Mr. Sheldon, he was a very stern vice principal who was later convicted of trying to court a 14-year-old boy on the internet.
Yeah.
So basically, he loved me. I was a cute kid.
You were cute.
It makes some more sense now.
Right.
Because I'm like, why is he so nice?
Well, you know what else is weird, too? Remember how obsessed he was with facial hair? Like, you weren't allowed to have, like, any kind of 5 o'clock shadow. Because he wanted you to be, like, a young boy.
Yeah, he wanted the baby faces.
Yeah.
Ruined it for him.
He liked Rick Martel, I bet. It was like basically To Catch a Predator, how he got busted. And it was like early on, like before To Catch a Predator was a thing.
Yeah, it was just
it was like 2004 or whatever.
I actually feel bad for him. I don't think he said anything that bad.
Did you read the transcript?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
just wanted a friend. Like he
was just chatting.
He did invite him over to cuddle. But he didn't like say, come over and blow me or anything, at least. So.
Yeah.
He's still a scrub.
When I was 14, I was capable of some pretty devious stuff.
Okay. So here's Floyd Mayweather. What do you think of his presence, and like, does it feel and look like a big time thing to you?
He's making the same face. I mean, this is what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
He's doing the same little tough guy face.
And he's even more like in his prime at this point. You know what I mean? Like,
where's the little like Hogan thing with the air? Play up, like, do the wrestling stuff, man. You're not boxing.
Well, he's money, man. He's being himself. That's what made him, got him here. No? Not digging it?
I wish Conor McGregor fought the Big Show.
He may wrestle someday, McGregor. He's already laying the seeds with the way he talks on Twitter, so I think he'll show up someday. And Ronda Rousey is a lock she's coming in, too.
Was he wearing the Dolce & Gabbana shades?
I think so. The Gloria Vanderbilt collection.
They look like lady shades. Yeah.
the Gloria Vanderbilts, like George Costanza.
You sold me lady sunglasses.
Yeah.
And look, he's got a little tattoo on his shin. It's just...
Who's show?
Yeah.
You should let him know. You're not a fan of...
He's got like little tramp stamps all over his body.
Yeah. I think he's a guy that, regardless of how big he wasn't confident until later in life. So I feel like he got these little bitch tattoos because he wasn't a confident man. And now he's like super confident in himself.
So he got them and he was like 5'6", and then he just grew 10 feet?
No, I think he was big, but he just wasn't comfortable in his skin. So he's just like, he didn't want to be garish about it.
Is he not taking the fur pants off?
No, he wrestles in the fur pants.
That is amazing.
You like the fur pants?
He looks like a shaman.
Yes.
He looks like he's going to do like a little dance.
I don't get why they're so low. Like, why were they like capri pants, but like
this
baggy?
This is the style. Remember the NCAA tournament?
Yeah.
When all the top college teams, their shorts were basically pants.
Yeah, I guess. But not that low.
And then eventually they were like, you know what? Let's make shorts again.
Right.
And now NBA college jerseys look good again. But this is just ridiculous.
I mean, you think he just wore like boxing trunks or whatever.
You,
I mean,
you
these
can't
are,
move in those things.
He's negating his speed advantage completely.
It's another situation where if you're going to be a guy who's this big, you shouldn't have such a well-manicured goatee.
You think he should be wily?
Yeah.
But see, he's kind of like a good guy here, and he's groomed. Like, he'll be times where he's, like, evil and angry, and he'll have, like, the wiry, grayish beard.
Well, see, the Andre singlet, it's kind of bad guy.
Right.
Just wearing that makes you look like a bad guy.
I think he kind of is. It's just that they're both kind of bad guys, and the fans just kind of cheered for show because he's a wrestler. And
what are their weights? Because he literally looks half his size.
Well, Mayweather has to be...
he's like, what, 150 he boxes at?
Yeah, that sounds right.
And he's like 400 pounds. He's twice his size.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, show's definitely like 4. He might be 450. But it's a cool visual, right? Just seeing how big and...
He looks like a little kid.
Yeah.
Looks like a little chihuahua.
That's crazy. And I like to... I mean, show had the legit boxing training, so it kind of...
All he has to do is stick his arm out. He could never punch him.
Kind of like a Homer Simpson thing, just kind of
yeah, like
head.
Do like a resting stiff arm until you can grab him.
Well, Show's got to prove himself. You know, he doesn't want to just sit there in defense.
Is this the normal height of the ropes?
Yes.
Mayweather's just that short because you never see the ropes coming up to the guy's neck.
I just saw that here. He's 5'8". Yeah. How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Yeah, so he's an inch shorter. You are taller than Floyd Mayweather.
I'm also faster.
You think you're faster than Floyd Mayweather?
Well, now. Maybe not in 2008.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. He's really a good fighter.
And Sho just leveled one of his cronies here and beating the shit out of him.
So this is all okay, too? He's not going to get a DQ?
Yeah, no, he's all right. You're not going to call a DQ in a big-time match like this just for that.
Yeah, but people have.
Chubby guy getting thrown in the ring.
That's one of the things that I'm always like, why is it such a quick disqualification? They just pick and choose.
Yeah.
Like, all right, that was...
Right, it's fake.
The game.
They script it how they want, which does get frustrating. There's going to be matches you see where it's like, why all of a sudden is the referee listening to the other referee and overturning the call? And he never, ever does otherwise.
It is weird. Ooh. Right between the eyes, is what Gorilla would say.
Here we go. It's getting good now. Sho just caught Floyd's hands during a punch. And Floyd's like really, I mean, do you feel like he looks like he doesn't belong out there? Like, I feel like he's selling well. He's kind of playing to the crowd well. He's bouncing around. Like,
he's a good seller.
Yeah, and he's buying in. That's always a key with the celebrities, that they buy into the match, that they're, you know, they're an active participant. They're into it.
Yeah, not like Donald Trump. At WrestleMania 2, when he was right. Just like, oh, WrestleMania 2, this is really fun.
There is a more active Donald Trump
coming
WrestleMania
up.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah, we can watch that sometime. So, how about production quality? I know you said you didn't care for like the grandiose entrances, but just how about like the HD, the sharp, just everything's brighter. Do you like it, or do you kind of now fall in love with the nostalgic, romanticized, gritty, fuzzy, old school?
Well, I do like the gritty, but it's cool that they have the picture-in-picture instant replay.
Right.
That's a good touch.
Yeah. That comes around pretty quick. It's like the mid-90s that shows up, early 90s that they start doing that.
There's
double
a big is it, was that just a big sign that says, I'm gay?
It may have been. I didn't see it. I was looking into your eyes, so maybe I have that sign on my neck.
There's a neon green sign to the left.
To the left? All right, we'll keep an eye out.
out and said I'm gay, which would be amazing if that's how that guy decided to come out.
You think that's how he came out? It could be.
Like, Dad, watch me. I'm going to be at WrestleMania. I got a sign. He just never went.
It's like the opposite of proposing to your girlfriend at a sporting event. Just coming out at a sporting event. So Mayweather working a sleeper hold here. And you can tell, like, show just the ultimate professionals, like, he's clearly kind of leading him through the match. Like, are you able to pick up on that yet with kind of what you've seen?
How they're, like, chatting and stuff?
Yeah, and even, like, you can just tell, like, Mayweather's just kind of, it's like a dance, right? You can tell who's leading and who's following a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, can you tell Mayweather's kind of following where show leads him versus, like, aggressively kind of leading the match? I don't know if you could pick up on that yet.
No, to me, it just looks all choreographed. I guess I'm too slow.
Yeah.
I can't really see any kind of leading actions.
I like that spot there. And that's an example of great psychology, something to look for, too, when you're watching the matches. It's like, all right, Mayweather, his strength is his punches. Big Show finally caught him, stomped his hand. So now he's going to disable his hand because that's his strength. So, you know, that's another plus for a match like this with a celebrity with no experience is that...
He's got him in a headlock. He can just pick him up and throw him.
Right. But he's a proud guy, too. He's going to slap him around. This is one of Big Show's trademark things, these chops across the chest.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt
Floyd's
that one.
Floyd's feeling that one. Worth the $20
million? Yeah. You can do whatever you want to me for $20
million. Yeah. Could you get a tramp stamp tattoo like the Big Show?
I would get tramp stamp tattoos. You could probably take a limb.
Yeah.
Preferably an arm.
For $20 million?
Like walking. $20 million bucks? Jesus Christ.
You could just get a robotic arm.
Yeah. Because I could go on like TV and talk about how I just got an arm chopped off for $20 million bucks and
right.
then eventually pay for my new arm.
Right. Or just use the $20 million to buy the new arm.
That's a better idea.
Yeah. So Show just completely in control of this match now. It's kind of become a spectacle, right, where he's just showing off that he can do whatever he wants to Mayweather. Getting a little cocky.
Yeah, Jesse would not approve of this.
Right. He would say, go for the kill.
Like, this is the most embarrassing... This is the lowest of the low, gorilla.
Here comes Floyd coming back. This is another great spot right here. Like, the crowd is super into it, whatever he's going to do, and just flat.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what's so great when in a match like this with the size difference is that you can just... The simplest of moves looks, like, devastating with him. Like, it's a spectacle just to see Big Show lift up Mayweather and smash him to the mat. And normally what would be, like, a forgettable move, you know?
Yeah. The one thing, it's hard to hate boxers, even the ones that were total jerks, because they all have the ability to at least take punishment.
Right.
There's no such thing as a pussy boxer.
I would agree.
Not that he's really taken the brunt
that
of everything.
That he might have taken right there.
He just yeah.
stepped on him.
Oh, look, his tattoo is a little lion. It's like a little rainbow lion.
Maybe he's just into the Lion King.
It could be, but it doesn't look like a tough Mufasa-type lion.
No. Is it a lion or a tiger?
That's the same thing. Isn't a tiger just a kind of lion?
No.
Or a lion's a kind of tiger? Whatever. It's a cat. It's a big cat.
Yeah. I think it's a tiger. Right tattoo.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I have got a cavity.
You have a cavity?
Yeah. I'm going to need a root canal.
Odd
timing. This has nothing to do with the wrestling match, but I'm going to need some ibuprofen.
All right, I'll go get you some. It took me a while to get my son to bed, though, so I don't know if I could risk going up those stairs. You might have to gut through it.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Was that a sign that said Slim Shaky? Is that one of his moves?
No, I don't think so. It definitely said Shaky.
I thought it said Slim Shaky. Of course, this was 08, so it was kind of at the tail end of Eminem's popularity.
And now he's back in the mainstream.
They said that a guy who's in his 40s can't write rhymes like he does, but he's proven them all wrong.
Yeah. Still has it. So Mayweather's trying to leave with his
crew.
So
the match isn't over.
No.
Nothing actually happened. They're just leaving.
He's trying to just get the fuck out of Dodge because Big Show's now destroying them. And, you know, they're afraid at this point, too. If Big Show destroys his hand, does that end his boxing career?
$20 million won't even pay for the party he planned later.
Right. And now Big Show is cleaning house on Floyd's crew, dragging him back to the ring. So you enjoying this match so far?
Yeah.
You into it?
I'm into it. It's is this like the last match? Oh, is there like a title match after this match?
Yeah, there's a world title match, but it's pretty far into the card. I think it's either last, it's either next to last, or there may be like a popcorn match in between this and the main event. But they gave it really high billing. I mean, it's up there.
It's funny. He's just kind of walking him into the ring.
I don't know if that's water or sweat or what the fuck is all over the floor right there. One of those guys must have had a drink or something. This is great, too. Like, just whips him back in the ring like a bag of trash. Like, I mean, just...
Oh, there's the inexperience. You can roll over.
Yeah.
You got caught up on the ropes.
See? Good boy. Look at you.
Also, is he wearing Jordans? He's not wearing the cool wrestling boots.
Yeah, I think he does have Jordans on.
No, it's Asics. No, it's like boxing shoes.
That guy just got decked. Yeah, it looks like the boxing trunks under the pants as well. The fur capris.
Oh, the chair always ruins everything. Was he about to do like a signature move?
Yeah, it's choke slam right here. This is his signature move.
Oh, that guy's never throwing a chair again.
Well, I love too. I just slapped the chair out of his hand. It's such a great. There goes Mayweather with the chair.
But he saw it coming.
Yeah, well, I think he thought he might go for the head. He kind of protected the head, and then he went to the gut. And now Mayweather, oh, there we go. So you like the choke slam as a move then? Seemed like you were into it after that first one.
Yeah, it's good. It's a move that only someone as tall as him could pull off, because you need the person to kind of dwindle in the air.
So Floyd just went low, kicked him in the nuts, and now is, there we go, chair to the head.
The chair's bent.
I wonder if that's from the shot with the chair or when Big Show slapped it out of the guy's hand, which is entirely possible. There we go. Mayweather taking the glove off and rips the chain off his buddy. He's got brass knucks on the chain.
Brass knucks.
And that's it. Good night. And you can tell like the crowd just is like pissed off, but whatever. I mean, you kind of have to have Mayweather, you know, come out on this one. He wasn't going to come in here and lay down. And Big Show doesn't give a fuck. I'm sure he got paid very handsomely for this one.
Does he actually connect with the brass knuckles? Or
yeah, I think they'll re-show it, I think. I think he really got him. And this is good, too. The show's not, like, knocked out cold. You know, he's trying to pull himself up. And there you go. Floyd wins. So this is usually considered the greatest celebrity match in like WWE and maybe wrestling history. Would you agree this was like a great celebrity match? Like, was it believable? Did you buy into the match itself?
I was buying in, but now I'm just depressed.
That he won?
Yeah. I hate that guy.
Well, good. He's getting emotion out of you. They weren't going to have him. He wasn't going to come here and lose for Big Show. He's undefeated at this point.
That's so. Just, I mean, no, he could lose. You know why? Because he's a quarter the size of the other guy. This is still America. In America, if you're that big, you can kick people's ass.
Well, at least he cheated to win. It's not like he knocked him out.
Why was it cool that Hulk Hogan beat Andre? Because he body slammed him. Let's see friggin' Mayweather body slam that guy.
Well, he did his specialty. Punched him in the face.
Oh, give me a break. Brass knuckles. What a stupid weapon. That's such a stupid weapon. Who even invented that? I'm just angry
weapon.
Now.
It is a cheap weapon. It's very cheap.
When's the rematch?
There is no rematch.
No rematch?
Floyd's one and done. But it was great for Big Show. This is a big moment for him. He gets a big payday. Made a lot of cash.
He lost
got a lot of pub. It
to
matter.
A midget.
It's fake.
He lost to a chihuahua.
Ask him if he cared. He probably got like $5 million for this fucking match or something. You think he gives a shit?
Why do people think money is so important?
You just said you would lose an arm for $20 million.
Yeah, but I would be a hero. I wouldn't lose to a guy.
Here it is right here. Watch. You can watch it connect. Yeah, he really hit him.
Yeah, what a... There was no blood, though. I think he kind of... He threw it.
I'm sure he pulled it a little bit.
He got it so, like, the nub of his hand hit his chin.
Well, I mean, he's not going to really deck the fucking guy in the face with brass knuckles with his punching ability.
Well, he broke his nose for the promo.
True. Astros are
1-0. Friggin' breaks Big Show's nose like a twat.
Well... But now you're not going to do it because the match is already sold. The promotion is before the match. So you want the real moment to be in the build-up, not the moment, not the match, right?
Yeah. Sorry, my tooth just really hurts.
Right, I will risk waking him up for the Advil.
No, I'm good.
No, I'm going to get it.
No, it goes away in like a minute.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You want me to hit you with some brass knuckles?
No.
Okay. I'll be fine. All right, why don't we do this? I want your final thoughts on that match. Did you like... Is there anything you didn't like about the match or watching something from that era? And we didn't get to hear the commentary thoroughly, but... Like, are you happy we did this? Like, did you enjoy the match? Is it you want to continue as a wrestling fan?
Yeah, it was gripping. It was captivating. Okay. I liked it.
Where does it rank on the stuff you've seen?
It's somewhere in the middle, probably.
Below Hogan Andre?
Below Hogan Andre, above Hakeem and...
below Steamboat and Savage?
Yeah.
Okay. How about Hogan and Orndorff in the cage?
Above that.
All right, you're really hurting. So why don't we do this? Let's take a break. Because I have one more last surprise for you here tonight on this special episode. And the last surprise for you fans of Jeff Learns Wrestling. A little treat for you for tuning in and liking our Facebook page. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we return, Jeff will have some mad drugs in him, some Advil, and we'll feel a lot better. And one quick surprise for you.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, pro wrestling announcer Kevin Kelly here. I want to make sure you are all subscribed to all the great feeds here at Place to Be Nation. It's really easy to do. Just head to iTunes or your preferred podcatcher app today and search and subscribe to the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, which, of course, includes the full archives of the Kevin Kelly Show, the Place to Be Nation pod feed, and the pro wrestling only feed. Subscribe, listen, and then rate us and leave feedback today. And be sure to give Justin your true thoughts. I mean, don't hold back. After all, he is kind of a jerk. Just listen to Scott.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rizzero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlayStation.com. And we offer those to you on three great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, we bring you the Mothership, the original Place to Be podcast, as well as Main Event, Lucha Afterground, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows, as well as the Our Vantage Point podcast and Jeff Learns Wrestling. In addition to these full-length shows, we also deliver quick-hit pod blasts on topics old and new.
Over on the Pro Wrestling Only feed, we dive deep inside the wrestling business with a stacked army of experts leading the way. The feed features potpourri shows such as This Week in Wrestling, Greetings from Allentown, Psychology is Dead, Puro Potpourri, Stacy and Elliot's Bogus Journey, and the Military Industrial Suplex. We also have shows that focus intently on certain topics like Letters from Center Stage, Space City, an NWA Classics On Demand adventure, Through the Years, Strong Style History, Strong Style Story, and Mount Olympus. Plus, the feed has the full archives of legendary shows like Titans of Wrestling, Where the Big Boys Play, Letters from Kayfabe, and much more. And on our popular Place to Be Nation Pop podcast feed, we offer such great shows as the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, Rank and File, PTBN Dadcast, Go Home in a Box, NBA Team, and Lucha Undead, as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans with the Hard Traveling Fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversation, Geek and Sassy, and Imaginary Stories podcasts.
You can find all of these current shows plus archives of our past podcasts, including the Kevin Kelly Show, as well by subscribing to all of our feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows plus others available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects and more. Be sure to support our site by using PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon when shopping online, and download our free PTB Vintage Vault Refresh ebooks via the links on our site. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, and Fall River, Massachusetts, TheHistoryOfWrestling.com, and Scott Keats' Blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. All right, class, we're back in session here. Hope you enjoyed our look at Big Show versus Floyd Mayweather. And before we wrap up, Jeff, I have one last treat for everyone here. During the break, I just played to you a song from a wrestling album. And we're going to do this from time to time because there's so much random media out there. We're going to do movies. We're going to do TV. We're going to do music. And the song we listened to was from the original wrestling album in 1985.
The original wrestling album? There's more than one?
The Dodi has there's seven or eight albums, yeah.
They came out...
But not all of them have the people singing. Some are just theme music, you know what I mean? But okay. There's three or four where they actually sing the songs, the wrestlers. Would you like to tell everyone what song we just listened to?
Yes, it was Cara Mia by Nikolai Volkov.
Yes. So, and we're going to hear it to end the episode as well, in case anyone wants to get it stuck in their head. All right, initial thoughts as you heard this song.
It had a really good beat.
Yeah.
It was like a very, you know, percussion-y thing, kind of sounded like the little Casio keyboard. You know,
you kind of laughed when they went into that. Like, it was like just Nikolai singing for a minute, and then hit the breakdown, and then it went into like the...
Yeah, it started off as like a very like old school kind of...
crooning song.
Crooner, background music, and then it just dropped the 80s like synthesizer in there.
Yeah. It actually, they almost sounded like they were ahead of the time. That was like kind of 90s, like a 90s, I don't want to say like a hip, like R&B-ish kind of.
Yeah, it had like the laser show.
Yeah,
thing,
yeah.
The laser beat, whatever it was.
It was interesting. What did you think of Nikolai's voice?
He has a good voice. He sounds like a guy who, when he was done with the wrestling, he definitely was like the head voice, like the deepest voice of his church choir.
Right, yeah. Or like he's the guy when you watch like an old video of like someone's birthday, you hear him and they're like, happy birthday, you know.
Like, oh, Uncle Nikolai's drunk, he's gonna sing again.
He's just the one in the back, like all excited, singing happy birthday, showing off his voice. Or
happy birthday.
Oh, here comes
you.
Nikolai's gonna sing a Christmas carol here tonight at Christmas Eve. Why don't we all gather around?
Silent night in Russia.
Did you like the end where he goes into the Russian national anthem?
Yeah, that was great. Especially love the Mean Gene. Tell him to get a hold of yourself. Get a hold of yourself already.
Yeah, I like the background singers too. They were into it as well. And the so how would you rate that song out of 10? Do you think 7, 8?
Well, me and my friend Matt are always texting each other back and forth because we're trying to find the best song of all time.
Yeah.
And every time we hear a song, we're like, oh, we didn't think of this song yet. We'll text. How about this song? They're like, oh, I'll put that one on the list. I'm going to text him that song right now.
You got to put it on the list?
Because I guarantee I'm going to be singing that for the next like 2 weeks.
Oh, definitely. It definitely is an earworm. So
I'm going to throw that on my iTunes. iTunes?
YouTube iTunes.
That's what it was. It's a combination of YouTube
and
iTunes.
Did you just create iTunes?
U-Tunes, that's genius. Wait, nobody listen to this.
All right,
stop the video, we gotta copyright that.
Oh, U-Tunes. Get a hold of yourself. All right, so why don't we go ahead and wrap up. Hopefully we'll definitely are trying to be here more regularly, different concepts. We are going to go back to 1987 though, and fill the gap after WrestleMania 3. We already have the matches allotted. Jeff will be doing his homework. We'll be back soon checking that out. But if you have any concept ideas, go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/JeffLearnsWrestling, and leave us those ideas. There's already a couple in there that people have submitted. And now that we know, we're going to kind of make this a bit more regular. We're going to try to mix things up a little bit. I still want to say chronologically, because I think it's cool to watch you progress. But I want to dribble things in here and there that kind of have no meaning or tie to what we're doing. So just like tonight.
Okay.
You still want to continue on this journey?
I do. Is there like a, in 1989, is there like a young Floyd Mayweather appearance?
No.
Like,
I think that is, outside of that, from like February till
You know what? That just
April.
Sucks. That just sucks. That's just like his one moment and he just wins. That's not cool. Yeah. Anyway.
He may be on somewhere down the line, like just like a visit promo.
Let's see him try to sing on the WWE album.
He definitely cannot sing Caribbean. All right. We're out. I think we're a little over Pod Blast time, so we'll call it an actual podcast episode. Pod Blast 30 or under is what we go with, and this is a little bit over. So, especially because we're going to spend 3 minutes now listening to Cara Mia. So, everyone enjoy Nikolai Volkov and his baritone stylings. We're out. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Good.
song written
Get
ever.
A hold of yourself.
The song that most people sing to anybody else. The Russian national anthem.
The whole album has been great. This is garbage. This is an insult. Come on, this is an American album. You know what that means.
It doesn't matter when you're a musician. You listen to notes, man. Listen.
That's discord. Only Freddie Blassie can be proud of that.
Somebody
throw a switch, will you? Get him out of there.
Wait a minute now. I put up with a lot of stuff on this album. I had to listen to the Junkyard Dog. Now, you guys, wait a minute. There's only one fitting way to end this album.
Huh?
Let's us three sing a duet.
Duet? You want the three of us?
The three of us end the album with a duet.
Jesse, wait a second. Jesse, stay right there.
Yeah.
Vince, come here. I've got to talk to you.
Sure. Can you hang on, Jesse?
Wait a minute. Where are you guys going? Just a minute. You two dudes come back here now. I've been waiting through this whole album because it's my turn to sing now. It's Jesse the Body's turn to do rock and roll. And I got you two rats heading out the door. You two dudes get back in here. I'm not finished yet. It's my turn to sing.